Hey, how many times has this been sampled?
Never.
Yes, it has.
I'm just kidding.
It's been sampled probably 3 or 4 times, right?
Yeah, at least. Yeah,
probably.
Yeah,
definitely 3.
For sure. It's least. Been sampled by, who is it? Who's that? I Can't Wait. Then there's a couple of rap songs. Yeah, man. Educate yourself. Some of these original people aren't very original.
Bums.
Not bums.
MC, Biggie.
Yep, Biggie did it.
Kendrick Lamar.
He's not a bum. Never say anything. I'm never sorry to be Kendrick Lamar.
Watch out, dude.
Ever. Bury you.
So is this over?
Is the beef?
Yeah.
Yeah, Drake lost.
Been pretty quiet. Sure.
I mean,
he hasn't.
I mean, you never can count it out, but he's
good. There's always that one spot. And here's what I don't get. When you know you have a blind spot, that means you can't go out there and expose yourself like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that Drake went after Kendrick Lamar, knowing he had that blind spot, then he probably didn't want that business out there, right? He probably should have been more aware.
I think he probably thought there's no shot this guy is going to be more out-fame me in a beef. Like no.
Oh no, it has nothing to do with that.
But like, I think he probably underestimated that. Like,
he underestimated the information.
Yeah.
Because now more people are talking about, oh Drake, you dirty.
Mm.
What you doing, dude? You know what I mean?
Yeah. By the way, Dade South was right about Jalen Phillips. He did drop a show pony yesterday.
He did.
Yep.
Yeah, so I actually met Kirk at the NFL or at the Super Bowl in Vegas, and I was at some NFL corporate sponsor event, just being a show pony, and I saw Kirk, went up to him, kind of approached him. He knew who I was, and we just started chopping it up. And he's just like super humble, super down to earth guy. So we had some great conversations then, and then obviously when I saw him out here, checked in on him, saw how he was doing, and then in terms of like the fraternity, the NFL. Especially when you got guys who have similar injuries, it just kind of like you're already connected off the bat. And then, obviously, if they're good people, you can kind of chop it up and stuff like that. But I think in general, the NFL fraternity is pretty great. It's pretty cool. Like most guys, when I meet them outside of ball, it's just like game respects game. And so, like, people like Max Crosby is someone I met in the offseason. And, we were able to chop it up. And, him tell me he loves my game. I tell him, obviously, I love his game. So I think that's pretty cool. It's really cool. Part about being in the league.
There you go, Jalen Phillips, show pony.
That's a win for you for sure.
That is.
Oh my god.
What? No, what he means.
Show pony.
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know. Trucks.
Dolphins training camp has wrapped up. Another piece of injury news today. This comes from the great Barry Jackson. Ethan Bonner has been out with a concussion.
Whoa!
Mm-hmm.
This must have happened in the game then, right? Because they're not full contact. Unless it's like happened with the floor.
Yeah.
But you butt heads. What do you...
I didn't realize that they were like... I don't know, because you guys... Being old athletes, constantly complain about how soft practices are. So I didn't think...
I didn't say practices were soft.
I think that's what you said.
I basically have said...
I probably did.
How are you going to know how or when to get tackled or fall or prepare if you never do it? Hmm. So at some point during camp, you have to get your body ready for a tackle or a hit or a block or whatever. And I don't think... That's the problem that all of these guys are having, right? Like, now they get into game situations and their body's giving out on them because they've never prepared for it. And then you go from, a preseason game and not playing any and having anything physical happen to you then to the most physical it could be in the sport during the regular season.
It was brutal seeing all those injuries on Sunday or on Friday.
Listen, you want a ball. You want to ball out. You want to play hard. Like, it's competition.
Tua says he wants to play this week.
And competition body, right, is different than the prepared body.
Mm-hmm.
That's why coaches kind of hold guys out, because they know, hey, you think Tyreek going to not run fast if he playing on the field?
Yeah, for sure.
Right. But maybe your body's not ready for that yet.
He's not allowed to play.
But so I need, but and the other thing, I want Tua to play a little bit so you know what throws you can and can't make. You don't, you're never seeing it live. You're going to make a throw and somebody's going to jump it, mm-hmm. and you go, woo, I probably shouldn't have made that throw.
Especially if you got some young guys too. Like, don't you want to have them hear your cadence in the huddle for real and like a stadium?
Well, them
and
guys
things
playing,
like that.
Nobody cares. I'm just saying.
Which guys?
They're hearing the right guys.
Yeah, but like say like a young guy like Malik Washington is probably going to make the team.
Yeah,
you know, like you don't want to like
he's
get
hearing the right
with him.
He's hearing the right guys. All
right.
He's hearing the right guys. I mean, this is more important. Like, I want to see the young guys play. Like, I love what I saw from the young guys on defense.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, a series, a quarter, like I don't know, whatever the proper amount is.
I would say,
and then you
I
probably,
would say maybe the 20 plays during camp, during game time.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to maybe get one of every situation. So, you know, first and 10, second and long, second and short, you know, third and medium, a third and long. So if you can get all those situations, short yardage, right, rolling your quarterback out, you know, you just there's certain things you need to see live. Like – we make a lot of terrible assumptions about a physical sport. Like, you're making an assumption, oh, he's going to just pick it up. Dude, if you've never been tackled, you don't know what that feels like, even if you've done it year after year, right? You need to feel it. You need to know how to prepare your body. You need to know what it feels like especially, to get the football grabbed at.
Well, especially, too, like, if he is going to have this new mobile body or just to feel what it's like to play. Like, he
right.
doesn't know. Like,
he needs to slide for real.
Yeah.
Right? He needs to know when to get down. You get down too late, that's a shoulder pad to the head.
Hmm.
So, these are all things that are normal football activities that you need to pick up on before the season starts. If there's organizations and coaches that say, I will get it, I always wonder about those teams because, like, if you get off to a slow start, then what? Now your guy who you sat out all the camp is doing camp the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season.
Yeah, Tua says, this is from Cam Wolf, he says, hopes that he plays, but the team leaders will talk to Mike McDaniel on it this week to note that they have injuries as they try and get ready. Brewer, their center's out. Isaiah Wynn remains on PUP. No Jalen Waddle, who's been dealing with an injury. And Odell, of course, is still on PUP as well. Some other injury news. J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, he might have to have meniscus surgery.
Yep, he is going to be out. Torn meniscus.
He looked pretty good.
Right knee. Yeah, yeah, he did look good.
Yeah.
But you always say meniscus are tricky. You don't really know until you're in there, right?
Yeah, because you don't know how much damn. I've seen guys get a meniscus cleaned up and was back in 2 weeks. When I got my meniscus done, you saw me hobbling around for a while.
Oof.
Right? You just don't know how severe it is. What else? Because they go in there and they might have to clean some other stuff out. And yeah, it's like with a lot of injuries. Like, you can do the MRI, but you really don't know the severity of any injury until you go in there and see it yourself. So once they commit to surgery, then they go in there, look around, clean things out and whatever. So they might have some other stuff they might have to clean up. I don't know how long it'll be. It could be a month. It could be a couple of weeks. It just depends on how severe the tear is, or you know how bad the injury was.
We'll take a quick break here on the show. Back with more after this. Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, if you want to go see Dan and Shay, wow,
both of them,
both of them.
J-Fig says they're very good live.
Are they? Well, I like them. I like them. I wouldn't say they're like
very good live. What do you mean?
They got a very.
I don't know if it's Dan or Shay, but one of them has an incredible voice.
Yeah, I thought it was Rascal Flatts for the longest time. I thought that Rascal Flatts was just back doing their thing. I thought he said, yeah. I thought I was like, oh, Rascal Flatts has got some new songs, but no. Apparently, Dan and Shay just sound a lot like Rascal Flatts, but they're good.
Rascal Flatts. What's Dan and Shay, dude.
Are you mad because Rascal Flatts is Cleveland royalty? Is that why you're looking at me like that?
No.
Really?
There's a lot of musicians out of Cleveland.
I don't know where Dan and Shay.
They sound amazing live.
But also like Rascal Flatts, you would agree.
Life is a highway, dude.
What?
I don't think so.
You don't think they sound like Rascal Flatts?
No.
You don't know what you're talking about then. You don't have ears.
Life is a highway. All night.
Yeah, please so mix stop. That with "Don't you save me the trouble." It sounds the wow. same, dude.
Who was that just now? Rascal Flatts or Dan and Shay?
Who's to say?
Can't tell.
The same Dan thing. Anyway, if you want to see Dan and Shay, they're going to be at the I Think Financial Amphitheater next week.
Hmm.
So you guys can call right now. Call a number. Give me a number, Leroy.
4.
Caller 4 to 305-567-0560. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of tickets to see Dan and Shay and their Heartbreak on the Map tour at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm on August 22nd. If you guys don't win, you can get your tickets to Live Nation show. But right now, caller 4 to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of tickets to Dan and Shay. And we'll save you the trouble of buying tickets because you're going to win them if you're caller 4.
Okay. That was good.
Thank you.
Hey, good save.
Their new song, though.
Is Blue Chew involved with this, too?
No, but they are a couple of show ponies. You know who's, I think, opening for them, though, is Jake Owen. He's a bit of a show pony.
Why is he a show pony?
He's a show pony. Like, that's kind of his thing. Like, he makes fun drinking music. You know, steals Willie Nelson songs, but makes them about boats. Fun guy.
On the boat again?
Exactly. See, you know the song.
Let's see what else.
Let's get to another training camp report here, brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? Oh, Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges, Leroy. They've got you covered. You can choose from tons of programs, learn top-notch from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. The best part, you can graduate debt-free in 1 to 2 years. If you're ready to make a move, log on to careerinayear.com or call them up 305-558-8000. Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. Practice wrapped up today. We got news that Ethan Bonner, according to Barry Jackson, is dealing with a concussion. So we wish White Lightning the fastest of recoveries. He is fast at everything, though, so maybe he's fast at recovery, too. Maybe he'll beat science. Moving on.
I just wish you understood how injuries work.
Okay, I don't want to. You don't. You know.
You bring Deadfoot to the table, which is not even your injury.
It was my injury.
It was not. You didn't have Deadfoot, dude.
See, like, I'll take a lot of comments from you. I'll take some belittling, but I will not let you sit here and say I did not have Deadfoot because I had it.
Dude, foot your foot dead. Going numb from kicking it.
Foot was dead.
To
days. Multiple.
No, it wasn't.
You it was multiple fine days.
The next day.
No,
you, I'm
no,
telling
I
you.
I was not.
He makes it sound like he was walking through the house like Kaiser Soze.
I was.
You weren't.
At one point, I was hopping on one foot to get from room to room, balancing on the walls. It was embarrassing. I'm glad nobody saw me like that.
The worst. You are the worst.
By the way, the Jets have more drama.
Really? Really? How'd you think this was going to go, Jets fans? No, really. How'd you think this was going to go?
Hassan Reddick is requesting a trade, and their GM, Joe Douglas, has come out and basically said, no. He says, we have informed Hassan that we will not trade him, and he's expected to be here with his teammates. Since the trade discussions back in March, we have been clear, direct, and consistent with our position. Our focus is to remain on the guys that we have here as we prepare for the regular season. I believe he also said they're going to continue to fine his ass.
This is the first time I kind of agree with the organization, though.
Why?
He was just traded there 4 months ago.
Yeah, but usually when you get traded like that, usually you got traded from your last team because they wouldn't give you a contract. Yeah. And usually you go to the new team and they give you a new contract. That's the whole point of it. Mm. That's the whole point of demanding a trade. Right? If you're not going to pay me, trade me somebody that will. He got traded to the Jets and now they're doing the same thing his old team did. Like, yeah. So
dude, demand another trade, though. You got to play out the season with a chip on your shoulder.
He's probably going to come back at the end of camp, though, right? Like, this is probably just him skipping camp. If he is in the last year of his deal,
yeah,
that's probably what it is.
But that's the crazy thing, is why you trade for a guy you know he's on last year of his deal, you know what he's going to do before he gets here, so why is anybody shocked?
ESPN says the Jets will not negotiate with a player unless he's in camp.
No, then they won't negotiate with him. Stop.
But they probably just wanted a one-year rental. And we're like, I mean, what else are you going to do?
Okay. Again, all problems that if you think your team's going to be good, you don't want to hear about. Right? You don't want to hear it. So now you got Aaron Rodgers, you got one this guy, right? Anything else y'all want to throw into the mix? Into the bleep pie?
I'm sure that Salah's going to say something in the next couple weeks.
Oh, he'll say something. Because this all started with him. Everybody was fine with Aaron Rodgers was doing, everybody else was doing on the team, and then he called out Aaron Rodgers.
He
right?
should have called out Aaron Rodgers, by the way. I stand by him.
No, you don't. You just like the chaos.
No, it's not true. I do. I don't like the fact that Aaron Rodgers thinks he can go look at pyramids whenever he pleases.
Wow, you really went for that Y in pyramid.
Here's the largest problem I have with this whole thing.
Pyramid.
If Aaron Rodgers had been there for 2 months, which he was, there for 2 months working out with his guys or whatever, and then he decides to leave or he plans a trip, and you say, oh, by the way, we're doing minicamp that week.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's like, oh, been here for 2 months. What does he care what 1 week is versus the other week? It's the same thing. So, would you rather him not be there for the first 2 months and just go for minicamp?
What's mandatory is mandatory.
Mm.
See, here we go.
What's mandatory is mandatory.
Okay.
Mm. That's a bad example, bad precedent.
No, it doesn't. Wow. No, it doesn't.
Sure it does.
Because the only person I had a problem with was Robert Saleh.
Yeah.
And then he swore he didn't have a problem with it.
You want to know why he had a problem with it?
Why?
Because mandatory is mandatory.
Wow. Okay.
Doesn't it kind of give the vibe that he thinks he's above everyone?
It does.
Who,
it does.
Aaron?
Yeah.
It does. Of course he does. Something.
It does.
Okay, but unctuous. Like, you got to hide it, you know? Wait, even if you think that.
Even I know
to
that.
To go to what?
Wait, even I know that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to defend him on this issue.
I'm surprised you're defending him.
If you have the whole summer and you're there the whole summer, and you take the 1 week off that just happens to be minicamp, don't throw it in his face.
Dude, don't get high as a kite to go see the Sphinx.
Is that what he did?
Yeah!
Oh!
What else are you doing in Egypt?
Hey.
That's true.
Come down to Miami, put a OR on the end of that thing, and now we talking.
Sphinxer.
Wow. I love how he's
Marcos,
sorry.
You are dumb as a box of rocks, right?
Sorry.
Out loud?
I apologize.
By the way, are you annoyed by this? I was a little annoyed by this.
By what?
So Connor Williams, Dolphins former center. They didn't bring him back.
He signed in Seattle, didn't he?
He did sign in Seattle.
Far away.
And he's saying that he's 95%
back. Of course, dude.
And they think he's going to be back for week one.
Oh,
and meanwhile, the Dolphins are sitting here. Our center's hand doesn't even work.
Mm.
Could be a misfire.
Hey.
Wow.
You could do like my boy did.
Hmm?
Steve Everett.
Tape it.
Snapped it with the other hand.
Oh, that was
badass. I'm telling you, because him and his boy, Shafe, right? First of all, they were meatheads. They were nasty, just linemen, right?
Mm.
They went out one night. And his boy accidentally slammed his hand in the door. So he had two broken fingers. And Bo got mad.
How hard are they slamming that door?
Like a big meathead lineman?
Yeah, makes sense.
Right? I'm telling you, Jumbo Elliott said he was going to kick my ass if I didn't let him carry me back to the dorm.
Mm.
So guess what I did? A piece.
A little piggyback action.
Yeah. So here's the deal. So Bo was yelling in practice because it was during like spring ball.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve said, bleep it. I'll snap it with my other hand. Never had his fumble. Never nothing.
Incredible.
I'm just looking at this man and going, if I'm ever in a street fighting, this dude is who I want with me. And we played in Cleveland together. I played football with him longer than I played with any other person.
Mm.
And I'm like, yeah. I said, y'all got, you got friends. I got friends.
Wow. Yeah, I work with
him. Indeed says that Connor Williams wasn't signing with the Dolphins. He felt some kind of way.
Hmm.
I think they kind of made it known. They're like, eh. I know that he had like his little mini camp holdout last year.
That was funny. What did it last, 12 seconds?
Yeah.
Right.
As soon as they like hit him with a line, he's like, all right. But they made him a center. I mean, he wasn't a center before he got here. Now, all of a sudden, he wants to be a center.
Well, the problem is that a team will move you, right? And then when it's time to pay you, they want to move you to another position and pay you like the other position. You can't do that either.
Which position makes more? Because guards are making a lot of money.
Making a lot of money now, but depends on how important you think your center is.
Still can't believe Robert Hunt made that much money.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Right? Somebody's going to go, my bad. That's on me.
Yeah, on the way out, they get fired.
Mike McDonald. He's not Mike McDaniel. Mike McDonald.
McDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm, he had a guard. E-I-E-I-O. With a snap, snap here and snap, snap there. Here, snap, there, snap. Everybody snap, snap.
You let your intrusive thoughts win there, Leroy. I'm going to be honest.
I think you
deserve. You trying to pronounce sphincter out loud.
I love how you can say it again.
I think it deserves a point. I loved it.
Whoa. All right. Well, I guess we're.
McDonald says that Williams will work with the sports performance folks for the next week or so before joining the team for full practice.
Oh, in Seattle?
Yeah.
The sports performance folks. See what they got?
That's what they said.
They got sports performance folks.
Yeah.
The hell is
what do we got?
I don't know.
F1.
That's so Miami, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, he spends a lot of money on the team. If he wants to go cheapskies on the staff.
Hey. Are you think he doesn't have sports performance people here? Are you kidding me?
I did. Marco.
They have a hospital on the ground.
Marco. No room Marcos, for sports
performance. Let me tell you this. Do you not understand? When Stephen Ross first got here, I told these people, you guys are going to appreciate the fact that he will spend however much money it takes to make this organization a certain way.
What do you mean, these people?
You, what do you mean, huh? And all the other people who said, he's a bum. He's a... Yeah, like, no, man. That's step one.
I just told him to stop with the talky talk.
He did.
Stop he did. Talky talk.
He did. Now he talks with his hips. Waddles.
Now you're telling him to stop rusting.
We'll take a break back after this. I want to slim fine, come on with some pork with all. Throw it. Slim fine, twerk it. Hey, bounce it. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560. WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Jimmy Butler apparently has made somebody mad in the poker world.
Ah, what else is new?
Well, do you remember this this thing that went viral? It was a couple months ago in the summer. He was doing a poker game with Neymar. Ryan Garcia was there.
Super annoying. What team?
Yeah, Ryan Garcia. The first viral videos that went out of this thing was. They were surrounding Jimmy Butler because everybody could notice that Ryan Garcia, when he was in the midst of, I think, the pinnacle of his meltdown, which I don't even know was over, but he was annoying the holy hell out of Jimmy Butler. You could tell by that. Mm-hmm. And I think Jimmy Butler was there to make money, hang out with his friend Neymar. We know that he loves Neymar. And Dan Bilzerian. Is it Bilzerian? Blizzarian?
How about it's Dan Phony Pants McGee?
He got really mad at Jimmy Butler. He called Jimmy Butler a baby because he wouldn't stick around and keep gambling with him because Jimmy took his winnings and left.
Yeah.
So he was upset with Jimmy Butler. But apparently this individual, Nick Vertucci, who runs this, what is the name of the show? Hustler Casino Live. He was very mad because he said Jimmy Butler was a bleep hole. He was a bleep hole to everybody there at the show. Huh. And he went on to tell this story yesterday while on another episode of his live stream casino, because they stream all these celebrity poker games. Bruce Buffer is at this one. Buffer, of course, voice of the UFC, who's a very big poker player.
Yeah.
Also very calm. It's kind of odd and weird to hear him
not
when he's
really.
Not
really. He seems mellow.
I know, but that character that he goes into, like Bruce Buffer when he's doing his thing. I mean, like, you've seen him when he, not the brother, not the one who we're very terrified of here.
Don't even think about the famous one. The other one,
the UFC one.
Oh yeah, he seems very
live.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway,
Floyd. I'm like, oh my god.
They didn't even know they were brothers, right?
They didn't.
What? Right.
They did not know they were brothers. And then he became
who was first? The other guy,
Michael.
Oh, yeah, Michael.
Michael.
And then he's like, well, I can get some money in this.
Kind of. Mm. A little bit. But anyway, here's this guy. You see him here with his basketball jersey. And he comes on here to say that he hates Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like him.
I don't like him.
I don't care. I don't care. Right. Someone will clip it and send it to him.
Right.
It's very weird.
I was right near that interaction, Nick. That pissed me off too. Over there.
What happened?
He was just rude to Nick.
He was rude to everybody.
But he was just rude to me. Yeah.
He was rude.
I didn't see the other.
Was it on stream or was it off stream?
Over there.
Ryan's gonna hate this because it's so politically correct, but I don't give. I don't want him back.
So he's banned. He's banned. Yeah, because he owns this Hustler Live Casino, so he's. He's getting ready to ban Jimmy Butler, but he wants everybody to know that he wants to show everybody that he's going to ban Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
In the midst of this. And so...
The damage is done, my friend.
The damage is done?
Look, his ego was hurt definitely by Jimmy Butler, and now he's trying to pull another play.
This is what I think. Here's his story of what went down with him and Jimmy Butler.
He's got so tilted because he didn't understand it and he didn't want it. Like, he had to put 3,500 in with aces, and it was like you were trying, like, he was like, just didn't want to gamble, which, whatever. And then when they put the stand-up game on, and he got in an argument with Blazarian and someone else, he was just being a. And then he got up and he said, this. And so I'm playing over there, just playing poker. And Veronica comes to me and goes, you better come up here because he's standing over there yelling at, like, I'm not. Went back to this play, blah blah blah, and then I get up there and I hear him going, "I'm the real one. They want this mother back. They better da 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 da. They're gonna drop a game. It better be the game."
Give me a break.
So hold on. So it gets better. It gets better.
Oh, it gets better.
I love that.
I'm the real one.
That sounds like Jimmy Butler.
That does sound like Jimmy Butler.
Why'd you take out the videos? There's not more.
I'm putting him in his clips, JFK. Putting him in his clips. I'm just doing small bites.
Wow. Leave me hanging like that.
Hey. You do understand how radio works, right?
Okay.
You do realize that it was a video, not a clip.
Same concept.
I'm going clip by clip, JFig.
Same concept.
I'm trying to bring along the story. I didn't want us to watch 4 minutes.
I'm not
minutes
lashing out. You're the one that act like everyone all of a sudden everyone. This radio thing is a new thing.
Okay. I'm the real one.
Are you on your phone just now?
Wow.
He's lashing out. Right,
he's the real one.
Love that.
Anyway, yeah, I could totally see Jimmy Butler on the real one.
At a poker table. If you want the real one back, you better fix this.
So far, though, I'm not off Jimmy Butler's side. Like, nah. He is the real one and should be treated as such.
So far, so good.
I do know that poker players get very annoyed, though, if you don't know the rules.
Okay, dude. But, I mean, they're adding extra rules.
Let me pull out our little book for our friend. Not to give us, but to show us to sell.
Oh, dude! Who was that guy? What was his name? Phil Hellmuth.
Phil Hellmuth.
Hellmuth, dude.
We had Phil Hellmuth on one time.
Ah.
And
Hellmuth.
He wrote a book that he had in his pocket.
Yeah.
It was like this big.
Okay. So he just walked around with a pocket size.
Yeah. So he pulled it out.
Yeah.
And he name dropped 1,000 people. Like, that was with the Warriors and all that. And I was like, oh, he's going to give us a book. Like, no, you could buy it.
Oh, okay. I'd like to say that's the last time he ever appeared.
I don't know how that book did in sales, but anyway, here's more of Nick Vertucci. He tells us it's going to get better because Jimmy Butler is here yelling at people saying he's the real one, and so Vertucci then decides, I'm the boss. I have to infiltrate here. I have to say my piece, and here we go.
So I walk up. He has met me. He knows I'm one of the owners of the show, and I'm very nice to him, and I come up and I do this. And I say, hey, Jimmy, listen.
He's got his arm on his, he's got his hand on the guy's arm.
No touching.
Yeah, I feel like if someone's so already
he's
mad.
He's touching Jimmy Butler. He's coming up. He's touching Jimmy Butler's arm is what he's describing there for our radio audience.
Is there anything I could do for you? He goes, yeah, first thing is get your hand off my arm.
Oh, I did, right?
Whoa, geez. Yeah, and I said, and I didn't move it. And I said, hold on. I said, we met. You may have forgotten. No big deal, but I own part of the show. I just want to help you. He goes, you want to help me? Go get my money. And I said, okay. I said, listen, I don't do that. And you know, if you want to go get your money, go get your own money. And I just walked away.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the wild yard.
Yeah. And then he was yelling, I'm the real one.
Oh, please. Give me a break. Anybody yells that, then they hold.
I'm the real one.
So they paid Jimmy to do this.
Say they're the king.
The real something.
I think he won. No, I don't think he like. I don't think he was like paid as an appearance.
He wasn't a real poker player. I'll tell you that much.
Well, Bruce, no, Bruce.
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 Come on, Bruce. He looks a lot smaller too.
Well, it, yeah, he wears very tight coats. Yeah. I think it makes him look a little bit more.
Yeah, but no, you can tell that.
But he, no, they didn't pay. I don't think it was like a paid appearance. I think he won money. Like Jimmy Butler, it was like known out of that tournament that Jimmy Butler won, I think, like 100+ grand.
Man, he
cashed
out.
But my question is this.
Gave away some money, too.
Then why? Then, like, if you ain't paying him to be there, then why are you complaining about? Because if you ever watched the World Series of Poker, there's always a few people act a fool, right? That's just the nature of Phil Hellmuth. Because here's how it works. A poker player who's a professional only get pissed off about a couple of things.
Wow.
And that is if you don't play the rules and he can read you. So if you're just off the book and do crazy stuff, then Phil Hellmuth is famous for this, saying, how could you call that? You're not supposed to call that. And the guy goes, just felt it. It's gambling.
Yeah.
So, but poker players, because they know numbers and how it works and the percentages, and they're sitting here going out loud. You know, they're like the dumb defenses. They want to talk out loud so everybody can know how smart they are. And then when it's not factual, when they show the hand, that's not possible. Like, yeah, man, it's cards, it's gambling. And so I think.
But thus far, this guy is mostly mad because Jimmy Butler told him to go get him his money. Like, he's like, don't touch me, and then go get me my money.
And he kept his hand there, too.
Right.
You know who I am.
No, but like.
You won $200,000 in the tournament.
First of all, here's the deal. And I mean this with all sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just walk up to somebody and put your hands on them, right?
No.
You just
especially don't. When they're angry too.
No, I don't even think Jimmy was angry. Everybody else was more angry than Jimmy, because I think once Jimmy saw the soft spot, then you start playing it up, right? Like, ooh, I'm in the head, got him. And they go, you don't know how to play. I'm like, you know what? The funny thing about gambling, you can still do well and not know what you're doing, because it's gambling. You don't really need to know how. Yeah. You just need to put money down and take a chance.
Also, you got to also not put your parlays so much to the spot that you get it to +9,000 and then realize that you always miss it by one spot because you're greedy and a greedy pig on the Hard Rock app.
Okay.
Not that happens.
But that's just it. That's kind of how it goes.
He's also calling Jimmy Butler a phony because he said Jimmy Butler staged giving his money away because there was a viral video that came out that said Jimmy was giving out cash. He's saying this was all staged by Jimmy Butler.
I don't care how many viewers he brings. I don't want him back. He was rude. He was rude to the dealers. He was rude to other players. He was rude to the staff. Oh, and guess this is the best one. I'm going to say this. He has a whole entourage of people. There's a couple people peppered in there, and he's standing over by the rail, and his guys are all there with phones, like, acting like he's like being like, you know, like they're videoing him. He takes out $100 bills after he just told me to go and starts giving them the people, but they're his guys. So they're going to give the money back to him, but people were videoing.
Oh, exactly, like,
so he had it on video. So there you go.
Wow.
So they're going to clip that. That is going everywhere across. They're going to tag him. No, for me.
What a snitch!
All that. Works for me, because he needs to know that you can't treat people like that.
There you go.
Wow, dude.
Well, like, here's what I would say. Aren't you kind of, in effect, standing on your high horse telling that story?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You see what I mean? Like, because if I had that interaction with somebody, I don't need to justify whatever I think or whatever I did to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he's trying to justify it to all these people who he knows that you're, you know, sponsoring this thing or running this thing.
How do we also know that Jimmy Butler didn't just want to give his entourage or whoever is in his crew hundreds of bucks, even if they weren't fans? Like, if he did want to pay his guys a little money because, hey, we made money tonight, boys. Right.
I don't know. It's pretty amazing.
Also, he's kind of saying it like we don't know who his entourage is. Like, the people he's always hanging out with.
Why?
I just think that in his efforts to show how good and cool he is, he's actually looking the other way. It looks the opposite. When you have to, when you rush to tell your side of the story, it's almost like you need approval from everybody else. When, you know, it, like, I give you a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
So I broke up with a girl years ago, before my wife, and we had mutual friends. And they would say, hey, so what happened? I'm like, who cares? It's done, right? So why, you know, well, she's saying this and she's saying that. I'm like, I don't have to prove myself to you. It's not going to change anything. So I just keep it moving. I just went on about my way. Like, it only time you would tell, like, the only reason why he has to tell that story like that in that environment, being filmed with all those people, is so that he looks a certain way.
Yes.
Not so that.
Well, that's the whole thing.
Back.
Is when I listen.
And
to
that's
this,
that's the point.
I listen. So we don't have the time to get to the last clip. There's a part where he says Jimmy wasn't very nice to a 22-year-old. He said kid. I say that's a man. But anyway, he.
Oh wait, that can be a kid. But if it's an athlete, he's got to be responsible for raising your kids.
Right. But I think it's. I think the thing that he just got in his feelings about the most is that Jimmy told him to go get his damn money. If you're the owner of the place.
Nice. Well, if he's your only con, see, here's the funny thing. I've done things like this, and you only have one contact.
Mm-hmm.
You're not introduced to everybody else. You just have the guy who brought you in. So any issue that you may have, you're always going to go to him. So I could see why Jimmy would do that.
I'm the real one. Yeah, he is.
But you don't have to be good to win money. In a game of chance, you can be lucky.
That's a show for today, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
I the heat.
Caleb for president.
We heard the nickname you have with Cody on that.
He came up with it. Black man and Robin, baby.
Me, no all-star? Man, please. I see y'all when I see y'all.